No, still, he actually had a little sickness that he's been dealing with the last couple days. So nothing new there. You know, we'll know more about these guys when we get home, but nothing that would suggest they're farther along.
I don't know how much you like looking ahead to other series, but you guys are going to Denver for the first time in, I think, 6 years.
It's been a while.
I think last time you were there, it wound up being a pretty significant series. What was when Moss came up?
Oh, yeah. Has it been that long?
Yeah.
So that was 12, right? Yeah. It's a home run place. I mean, and that's what kind of Moss made his mark with us and ended up, you know, turning into a really valuable piece for us and one of the core guys for the next 3 years. So we knew coming in here we were going to go into a couple ballparks that would suggest, you know, that maybe your pitching would be taxed some. I think both sides in this series have been taxed some, and I know, you know, at least with us, we have at least a couple guys down every day, but they probably do too. So then when you go into Colorado on top of it, you know that, you know, it's a bit of a jigsaw puzzle, and sometimes you got to wear it a little bit more with certain guys and be a little bit more patient, maybe even more so in Colorado.
You hear the Chapman-Arenado comparisons so much. Kind of fun to look forward to that aspect of it.
Yeah, I think so. And they know each other, went to the same school the whole bit, so I think they'll have a little bit of fun with it. And you know, both of them have quite a bit of power, and defensively, they're, you know, at the top of the game. So, yeah, I mean, three-game series, you got a chance to see some pretty good plays at third base on both ends of it, and some guys with some power.
Do you know how you'll handle left field and Chris Davis?
Yeah, Chris Davis will be the left fielder. Yeah, he's feeling pretty good about himself right now.
You guys probably won't see him yet, but you see him ended up signing a minor.
I saw that today. Good for him. Yeah, good for him. I mean, he's still got something left. So I don't know if he's going to be there when we're there. Did they end up sending him? Do you know where he went?
I don't think they announced it.
Oh, okay. No, good for him. You know, we all wanted him to get a job, and, you know, we all think very fondly of him. Great person. He's had a heck of a career, and as I said, when, you know, we made the move, that there's still more left with him. So, you know, hopefully he'll find a few days to get himself right in AAA, and then when we leave, he can come back up. He's a good man.
Club played well in the second half last year.
Yeah.
Is there, and I know each year's a different team, but is there any carryover what you have done to this point this year from the way you finished, the club finished last year?
Without a doubt. And some of the prominent guys that are, you know, mainstays for us now had success at the end of last year, and it definitely transferred to this season. So, you know, they found out they could play here and have a lot of success. And then going into this season, it was just about getting ready for a season and moving forward and just getting more playing time and establishing themselves a little bit further on. So I think last year was a big step in the direction that we're headed right now the last couple months of the season.
This has been a difficult division, I mean, demanding division for a couple of years. Did letting those young guys play, getting experience against good teams such as a Houston, a Seattle was contending, help their development at all, you think?
No doubt. We had a big series against Houston last year where we beat them 4 games at our place, and I think that was important for these guys. Now, we started out slow against them this year, and they're the world champions, and they're a great team. But I think it kind of started there where these guys felt like, you know, we can play with just about anybody. You know, certainly we're not at their level yet. But yeah, I think that there was a lot of confidence taken from that. And some of these guys have played with the Vinskys and the Bregmans and those guys in the minor leagues. So, you know, there's probably a little something there to try to keep up with some of those guys.
Good.
All right.